Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we're talking about Magic Kingdom, and we're going to be talking about which attractions we would not wait in a lengthy period of time for. So we're going to talk through nearly all of the attractions at Magic Kingdom. We're not going to spend too much time on the ones that we would wait for, but the ones that we wouldn't, we're going to talk about the reasons as to why we wouldn't, and kind of maybe talk about the minimum or maximum period of time that we would wait for these attractions for. So something new that we haven't tried before. We'll see how it goes with Magic Kingdom. If it goes well, then we'll extend it out to other parks in between, all other things like poor reviews and all that kind of stuff. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the seagulls and the podcast.
That's perfectly timed, isn't it? Perfectly timed.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
In case you didn't know, we have to do that because the windows are open and it's boiling in the UK this summer.
Yeah, no. If you're in Florida, it would be like a normal day.
But also they have aircon.
True.
Our buildings are just not made with aircon.
The UK is not equipped for any kind of heat over 24 degrees.
It's not equipped for any kind of coldness under 4 degrees either. It's just,
we live in a very fragile state.
Yeah, it has to be between like 5 and 20. Anything other than we're screwed.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's give this a go. I mean, what we're going to do here is, I know people are going to say, well, not all these attractions are always long periods of time. So we're going to assume it's the busiest day of the year at the park, and every ride, every attraction is 60 minutes minimum. We're just going to assume that's a blanket thing, because that really enables us to go and really think about it and go, no, we're not going to wait for that, and give the reasons why. So, should we start off in Main Street? Obviously, there's not much to do in Main Street.
Not attraction-wise.
Attraction-wise. I mean, the only two things are really the Main Street vehicles and the Walt Disney World Railroad.
Right, okay.
Main Street vehicles, I mean, I know I just said this, but I can't imagine it ever being 60 minutes, but if it was... I wouldn't wait for it. I love the Main Street vehicles, but
I don't know if I've ever been on them.
It's quicker to walk than it is to ride to the castle.
There's just like people walking past.
Yeah.
You're just like, faster! I want to get to the rides!
Go, man, go! So I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for that. But I love doing it. I'm not saying it's a terrible attraction, but there's better things to do with 60 minutes of my time.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
No, I would be the same. Like, because presumably it takes you from the main entrance down to the castle.
In front of Cinderella Castle, yeah.
So that's like a 2-minute walk.
Can you imagine waiting 60 minutes for that? I think, yeah. I don't think there'd be anyone that disagrees with us on that one. And then what about the railroad? I think that one's quite tricky because I've probably waited maybe half hour for that before. Half hour, 40 minutes.
I've probably waited for that without sort of realising that was the wait.
Yeah.
Because you kind of just wait for the train, don't you? And then you may or may not make it on, depending on how busy it is.
That's right, yeah.
But I probably wouldn't wait at Main Street, because it would just take you around to one of the areas of the park. Like, you could just walk in that time.
Yeah.
And if you're in Main Street, you probably only just arrived there at the start of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would I need to get a train? Because I'm not, like, tired. If I was like round the opposite side of the park and it was the end of the day and I was like,
yeah,
I can't be bothered to walk, just take me, just drag me.
Take
just
me,
drag me.
Put me on the train.
And then I would probably just wait.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you're right. I love doing the complete circuit when it's quiet.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it.
No.
So I think that's probably the last time we mentioned the railroad. we won't mention it for every other stop.
Because I think you could probably walk, if you wanted to get the main railway, you could probably walk to another station where it was probably a shorter queue.
Well, we're assuming every queue is 60 minutes.
Yeah, but in a realistic day.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. So that's Main Street, done, ticked off, easy. Adventureland. Jungle Cruise. So Jungle Cruise is 60 minutes. Let's also assume we don't have any fast passes, by the way, because we've been idiots. And it's the busiest day of the year and we've not booked our fast passes.
We didn't book 60 days in advance. No. We didn't even book 30 days in advance.
And there's nothing
we've
available.
We've just rocked up.
Yeah.
We're going to leave a bad review because we're idiots.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how dare they not give us fast passes?
Everything's booked.
Oh, how could it be? So Jungle Cruise, are you waiting 60 minutes for that?
Oh, that's a tough one.
This is a tough one for me because
that's a tough because it's a good ride. Is it 60-minute wait good ride though?
It often is. Even on the non-busy days, it's often 60 minutes, isn't it?
True. Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't want to wait an hour for it.
It would depend on how hot it is, I think, because it's quite a warm queue area.
Is it? I can't really remember the queue.
It's kind of under shelter, but it's quite warm. You're quite compacted in.
Right. Okay.
Plus, it's very hit and miss, depending on what skipper you get, whether it's a good ride or not.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a risk to wait 60 minutes.
I think so.
I think if it was like 30 minutes, I'd wait.
Yeah, 30 minutes, I'd definitely queue up for Jungle Cruise 4. I never get a fast pass for it. It's not something I get a fast pass for ever. And it's usually one...
I feel like I did get a fast pass for it once.
Did
you? Last trip, maybe. Maybe because it was... We'd done our first three and we could get another one.
Yeah, no, to be fair, if that's available... I do like it, but I don't do it every trip.
No, I think last trip was the first trip in a couple of times that we've done it.
I've not done it in a couple of years, so I'm probably due to go on it again.
October,
if it's not too busy, if it's not over now.
Not 60 minutes.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't wait 60 minutes for the Jungle Cruise, even though I do like it. Obviously, it's an attraction that Disney himself got involved in, so it always has a little bit of a place in my heart. But I'm probably not wasting 60 minutes waiting for it.
Yeah.
Magic Carpets of Aladdin. I mean, I'd wait 2 hours for that.
I don't think that's true, Ryan.
No, it's true. Not. It's an immediate no for me.
Oh, definitely.
Any ride that is 20 seconds in length and it involves going up and down, obviously it's...
That
it's,
sounds dodgy, Ryan.
It does. It really does, doesn't it? It's just not worth it. But it's not worth it, is it? I know it's really a ride for kids. This is one that you can say is definitely for kids, but...
Yeah, because I think when you're thinking realistically and thinking other rides are, you know, less than 60 minutes,
yeah,
there are other rides, I think, in this park that are similar, aren't they?
Yes.
Is Dumbo in this park?
Dumbo's in this park, yeah.
So, and this is basically the same thing, just with a different shell.
Yeah, so, and it has nothing, you have nothing to do in that time, and we'll come on to Dumbo later, but Dumbo has the interactive queue, so you could at least keep yourself a little bit busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no way, to be honest, there's no way I'm waiting longer than 5 minutes for this attraction.
No.
I'm not sure I've ever actually been on it.
I don't know if I have or not. I certainly haven't in recent years.
I can't remember the year it was introduced. Because it's not that old.
Right, okay. Because if I did go on it, it would have been when I was young.
2001. So the chances are I have been on it.
Because I went in first time in 98 and then in I think I did go in 2001. Was it 2001? Or was it 2000? I can't remember.
It's 1 minute 30 in length, apparently.
Wow. 1 minute 30.
The longest minute and a half of your life.
Plus the 60 minute queue.
It's just, yeah, it's not worth it for me for 60 minutes. I would probably go on it if it's 5-10 minutes, but it's, again, it does feel a little bit awkward if it's like, if me and you were to go on it. It would feel a little bit awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the problem is it probably would be close to an hour. I could see it being close to an hour because it's one of these kid
rides. Stop and start quite a lot, isn't it? Yeah. So no is our answer to that one. Pirates of the Caribbean is an immediate yes for me.
Yeah,
I would wait an hour for that, no problem. I've waited for an hour for that many times, and I would do so again.
Yeah, it's a great ride, isn't it?
It's one of the best in the Magic Kingdom. I think it always has been. It probably always will be. And I would definitely wait an hour for that. It's a classic Disney attraction. I know Jungle Cruise is too, but for me, Pirates of the Caribbean is 10 times better than Jungle Cruise.
Oh, completely.
Plus the queue's inside.
Very true.
So yeah. On a hot day.
And in the dark.
Yeah.
You can kind of relax a bit and chill out.
Fall asleep somewhere.
I assume it's air-conned.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So.
So definitely. So yeah, well, I think we're in agreement on that. What about Swiss Family Treehouse?
Big fat no.
No. It's a no from me.
Oh, does that even have a queue?
I mean, no. We're assuming it does. Can you imagine?
It's so busy, they've had to introduce a queue.
Can you imagine how busy it would be if Swiss Family Treehouse had a queue?
They've had to limit the number of people going in, one out.
Oh, God. I still don't understand how that attraction is still there.
No. I don't know how, they can call it an attraction.
No, I would knock that down and put in like a 3D theatre or something.
Anything.
Anything. Yeah. Anything is better than that. It's just boring as hell. And no kid knows who the Swiss Family Robinsons are.
No.
In fact, I remember seeing the movie as a kid once. Never seen it again since. I'll probably never watch it again. So it's just completely irrelevant in today's world. I don't know why it's still there.
Yeah, I think we went up the treehouse thing in Paris when we were there.
Mm.
And it's just like you're just walking around.
Yeah.
Looking at fruit on a table.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, here's a picture of the family on the wall.
Great. Okay.
Amazing. Yeah. Great. Perfect.
This was worth the money.
Yeah, this is great. What about the Enchanted Tiki Room?
No.
60 minutes?
No.
Come on.
I mean, I haven't done it in years. But
October.
I know it's going to be October, isn't it? Because
I've not done it in years either.
Is that the one that the Donna doesn't like?
Yeah, so I don't get to do it really anymore. So I'm looking forward to
it. We will do it in October, I think.
It's never that long of a queue, really.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
But if it was 60 minutes, I probably wouldn't wait for it.
How long do you think you would wait for it?
15 minutes?
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Any more than that, and I'm definitely wasting my time. Again, it's more of a nostalgia thing for me, as it is for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, well, because Walt worked on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would not wait 60 minutes for an Enchanted Tiki Room. So that's Adventureland done.
What's a Pirate's Adventure Treasures of the Seven Seas?
It's a little thing you can do. No, never done it.
Little thing.
Little thing you can do. I've never done it, so couldn't tell you too much detail on it. Frontierland, I think this one's going to be interesting. Big Thunder Mountain, 60 minutes, you waiting for it?
I would wait for that.
I would as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you might have gone the other way, because I know you hate the queue.
The queue is awful.
It is a very tightly compacted
so
queue, isn't it?
It's so warm as well.
The one thing as well, they twist and turn you so many times.
Mm.
You get lost of like how far you are in the queue.
Yeah, you're like, there's people in front of me or behind me? I'm not sure.
Like a second ago, they were in front of me, but now they're behind me.
Yeah.
Now they're above me.
The worst part is where you're almost there and you split and you go down the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that is where it's absolutely baking. Because you have so many people. Like, you have like people queuing and they maybe have like three or four trains worth of people back, like.
What, waiting at the gates.
Yeah, and that, it's just boring. I'm like standing there just sweating onto the person in front of me.
Yeah, because there's no air in there, is there?
No,
when you're down
not,
that lower level.
There's not at all.
But I'm still waiting an hour.
I was waiting an hour for it. It's one of Magic Kingdom's best attractions.
I mean, quite often it's over an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
That queue.
Yeah, it
but
is.
I would often have a fast pass for it.
Yeah, obviously in an ideal world we'd have a fast pass, but I'd wait an hour for it if I had to, I think, without a doubt. Country Bear Jamboree.
No,
you're not waiting enough for that?
No. No, you really have to think about that.
I did think about it. but no, I'm not waiting enough for Country Bear. I think, again, it's one of those attractions that I've not been on in a while because Donald doesn't like the look of the animatronics on it.
Right.
So okay. I haven't seen it in years. I'm looking forward to going on again this year.
Just put it out there.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. But I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy it as much as I did as a kid.
No.
I think I'm going to be like... Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, oh, this looks a bit ropey now.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I'll enjoy it. I know a lot of people still do, but I feel like if Disney was to turn around and say we're replacing this, I wouldn't be too bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Woody's Roundup show would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
There you go, Disney. That one's for free. It's not.
Pay me money.
Give me money. No, I'm not waiting an hour for that. I think, again, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Right, okay. Is that what the sort of queue normally is?
Or yeah, it's never very, very long.
Yeah.
Not usually. Because it's the theatre as well.
Right, okay.
So you get a bit of a...
Yeah. It's kind of like... I don't know whether they keep these rides because of nostalgia and then, like, the fanboys would kick up such a fuss. Or do they keep it because they don't want to have to spend the money to replace it?
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Because they've done... Obviously, they did Tower of Terror in California, and everyone lost their minds about that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, Guardians of the Galaxy is better.
Yeah, and they like it now. So you wouldn't think, like, they could deal with a little bit of uproar. And I would imagine the uproar for something like Country Bear Jamboree would be less than the likes of Tower of Terror. Because even though this is more of a classic ride, there's probably fewer fans that are, like, really hardcore about the classic rides. Because there's so many people that like Tower of Terror.
Yeah, there are. So yeah. And also with Country Bear Jamboree, I mean, it's been open since, what, the beginning?
Yeah.
I think. It's probably time to close it.
Yeah, and when you got a ride that's, like, 5-10 minute queue.
Yeah.
And presumably it used to be more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they need to start mixing it up, don't they?
They do. I think they did. I think, as much as I know, people are shouting at us through the through whatever device they're listening to the podcast on. If in all seriousness, if Disney said to today, we're closing it and we're replacing it with something else, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. I think they need to, don't they? At a certain point, they need to replace some of these rides because everything just starts getting stale.
Yeah, and Frontierland stayed the way it is for quite a while.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to see a new attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still keep the animatronics. Like, put it in one of the dinner show places, put it in one of the restaurants and keep the animatronics in there doing the little songs every now and again.
Yeah.
Like Chuck E. Cheese. But I don't think it needs its own attraction anymore. And I think 10-15 minutes is a maximum I'd wait.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain's a tricky one because, again, it's a really hot queue, isn't it?
It's cooler than Thunder, though.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're on the outside bit.
Yeah, yeah. I probably would wait. Probably would wait an hour for Splash Mountain. I probably wouldn't wait much more than an hour.
It's a no-brainer for me. I'd wait an hour without question. I think the maximum I would wait is maybe 90 minutes.
Right, okay. I mean, it is a really good ride.
It's like a 15-minute ride. You get a lot of bang for your buck.
You do get a lot of bang for your buck.
I'm sure it's a 15-minute ride.
Yeah, because, I mean, it obviously goes around a lot, doesn't it, at the top? I can't see a
Magic Kingdom. Oh, 10
speed
minutes.
Speed is 40 miles an hour.
When it goes down the hill, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, 10 minutes 41. So
that's pretty good length.
It's quite a good length ride, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely waiting for Splash. I love Splash Mountain. Some of the animatronics look a bit ropey now.
Yeah.
They could do with replacing. And there's bits and pieces that need replacing. I haven't been on it since it was refurbished. Last year it was down for refurbishment.
Or when you were there?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume I went on it in June last year.
I think it was just before it went down for refurbishment.
Oh, was it?
Because I went in October last year.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm yet to see what they've
done
to it.
Maybe it's all brand new and shiny, Ryan.
Maybe. I don't think it is.
I think we would have heard about it if it was.
Yeah, I'd like to see them replace some of the animatronics on that. But I still really enjoy it. I still think it's a great ride.
Yeah. I do really like it. But yeah, I think 60 minutes would probably be it for me.
Yeah, I think 90 would be my limit.
Cut off.
Yeah. Frontierland Shooting Arcade. Are we waiting 60 minutes for that?
Is anyone?
No.
Has anyone ever waited for that?
Well, I mean, we're assuming it's the busiest day of the year, in which I'm assuming
people are just doing anything and everything that they can.
I'm assuming even on the busiest day of the year, that's a 5-minute wait. No, I would not wait for that.
No. Is that the one? Do you have to pay money for that?
Yeah, it's like $1 maybe, or okay, like 50 cents, something like that. I don't know how to hold a gun, so I'm always like holding it like really weird. But because I'm like good at video games and stuff, I still, even though I'm clearly holding the gun wrong,
yeah,
I'm still kind of doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's people looking at me like, what are you doing?
He's just like balancing on his head.
Yeah, between my legs. Just like, is this how you shoot a gun? I do get some weird looks when I'm on that. Not because it's between my legs.
I mean, you will get weird looks for that.
Yeah, but it's just like it's a really long rifle and I don't quite know where to put it.
Ryan's not used to handling long things.
So I'm not used to shooting guns. So it's a bit weird. But no, there's no way in hell I'm making 60 minutes for that. And then the final attraction in Frontierland, Tom Sawyer Island.
Tom Sawyer.
Were you waiting 60 minutes to get on that little raft to go over to the island?
I don't think I am.
No.
Just saying, don't think I am.
No way in hell.
No.
I haven't been over to Tom Sawyer Island in probably 20 years.
Yeah, October.
We could do it, you know. We could. It might be worth checking out
live
again.
Live podcast from Tom Sawyer Island.
The first time that's ever been done. We might be able to, you know, if we've got time, I would like to see it again.
Yeah.
Just to...
I couldn't tell you what's on there.
No, I couldn't. Remember. I know you can get lemonade.
Okay.
But I think that's all I know.
Is that official lemonade or some random dude serving lemonade?
I've been here near gone 40 years serving these lemonade.
It must be my birthday. Come on, Jesse, get the lemonade.
So I would do it if it's like 5 minutes to get over there. I probably would do it, but
yeah, not 60 minutes.
Not 60 minutes. No way in hell. I mean, because they've got the wobbly bridges and stuff there. I just feel like, what? How has Disney not knocked that part down and put in an amazing new little area for Frontierland?
Yeah, it's kind of because it's obviously an island, isn't it? So, and the likes of Big Thunder in Paris, that's on an island.
Yeah,
they could it's easily do some kind of ride. Well, it's like the one Disneyland Paris goes under the water, doesn't it?
That's but you could build a bridge over to that attraction.
Yeah,
whatever they built there. Again, I don't understand why it's still there.
No.
You'd think, probably not for the 50th, but the next anniversary, I would have thought Frontierland maybe for an update. Because we've had Fantasyland, Tomorrowland's going through updates now.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Adventureland kind of seems like it's in an alright place. Frontierland definitely needs work.
Yeah, the thing is with Frontierland, you've got the likes of Big Thunder and Splash Mountain.
They carry it, don't they?
Yeah.
They definitely carry it.
They kind of hold it up and... Because you wouldn't want to change those rides. You wouldn't want to get rid of those.
No, I think it's just knocking down Tom Sawyer and replacing Country Bear.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to knock down Tom Sawyer and keep Country Bear.
Right, okay. Well, if you had to choose between...
There's so much room for Tom
Sawyer. Yeah, you've got a lot more potential, haven't you? So...
Yeah. I guess the only problem is they'd be like, oh, we're going to have to stop the riverboat. I don't care about the riverboat. Drain it.
Drain, no, river.
Oh, God. So Liberty Square, Hall of Presidents. Are we waiting 60 minutes for that?
Well, that's interesting because it will be the first time we've seen Donald Trump.
I really want to see Donald Trump. So I'd almost, if I had to, want to wait 60 minutes just to see it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, if any other time, I would say completely no.
No, because it's a very dull attraction.
Yeah, but considering we haven't seen Donald Trump,
I'd be tempted, but I probably still wouldn't wait 60 minutes.
I might wait half an hour.
Yeah, I probably would wait half an hour.
Yeah.
Because I want to see
that. I mean, I'm assuming the general queue for that isn't going to be very long.
No. On a normal day, it's not.
Yeah.
But 60 minutes, no chance. It is quite dull if you're not American.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's dull for a lot of Americans too.
Probably.
There was calls this week to actually replace it.
Oh, really?
And get rid of all of the speaking roles and give it back to... Because back in the day, it was mostly just Lincoln that was talking. Right,
okay, yeah.
Which I think does make sense. But they're going to run out of room soon with all the presidents in there.
That's very true, isn't it?
You're going to have to start selecting which president to use.
How many terms can an American president do? There is a limit, isn't there? Two, okay.
Two, yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it. As much as I'm looking forward to seeing Trump.
No, I think that's the thing. I think it's because we know we won't have to wait 60 minutes for it.
Yeah, but there's no way in hell I'd wait for it.
Yeah, I think, as we say, I think probably maybe 30 minutes to see Trump.
Yeah.
To see the Hillary Trump animatronic.
Yeah, it does look funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely not. Haunted Mansion, 60 minutes, you waiting for it?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. Yeah. Again, though, that is an incredibly warm queue, isn't it?
Because
you walk in,
because you're mostly outside.
Outside, there's very limited fans.
Yeah,
there's that guy in the kind of coffin that's drowning who like spits water every now and again.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm waiting 60 minutes for that any day of the week.
Yeah,
like, I've waited 60 minutes for that before.
Yeah, several times. It's easily one of the best attractions in the park, isn't it? So no question, really.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Liberty Bell Riverboat, 60 minutes?
No. This is the one go around like round the sort of Tom Sawyer Island area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad little attraction if you can just walk onto it. But you can't really sit down unless you get on there first to find a seat.
Right. Okay.
So you then end up standing up and just be like, oh.
What? I mean, I haven't been on it in years.
October.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it for a few years.
No, I can't remember what they actually do on it.
There's a guy that talks about the like. Wilderness and the American, the old Western stuff, I think.
Right, okay.
I can't remember.
You can see the fascination in my face now.
This guy is going, isn't it? It goes right the way around the back of Thunderdome, doesn't it? And then comes round by the Haunted Mansion. And
it's a reasonably long track, isn't it?
Yeah,
a
I think it's
a track. River.
It is a track, though. It is on it? A track, yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't have the length on it, but I reckon it's about 10 minutes or so.
Right, okay.
So no, we're not waiting for 60 minutes for that. The Muppets present great moments in American history.
It's a tricky one because it's not really. There's no queue for that.
There's no queue. You just stand there. So yeah. I don't think that maybe everyone's backed out. Everyone's like backed up to the entrance of Liberty Square.
Yeah, so you can't see it for like. You have to wait for like three shows for it to appear. Although they're only timed, aren't they? They're not like every 15 minutes or something like that.
So this one's a tricky one to actually do.
Yeah, I think we should kind of skip over it.
Skip over Muppets. On that note, though. I saw the Muppets yesterday.
Yeah.
Live at the O2, first live show they've ever done.
Well, technically not, because yesterday's was, well, the day before was the first one.
So yeah, all right. I think they did one live show in the States last year or the year before.
Right.
This is the first live show they've ever done in Europe. They did three shows, basically, over 2 days. And they were awesome. I loved them.
That's good.
I know we've had a chat about it before, but yeah, well worth seeing them. I think I'm going to be doing more of a detailed review on Tis After Dark or one of their podcasts.
Mention a rival podcast.
We're friends with those guys. It's fine. So probably that's going to happen because there were a few issues. I know Nick from Tis After Dark had quite a few gripes.
Because he was there at the same time, wasn't he?
He was exactly the same show as me. I didn't see him, unfortunately. He was... Bloody seagulls. You can tell we live by the sea. He was like up in the... stand somewhere,
right?
And okay. I was down at the bottom, quite close to the front. And there were some issues with sound. Like I do agree with them on that. So, but yeah, the Muppets live. If you do get the chance to go and see them, they do a show anywhere that you are. Definitely go and see them.
Are they doing like a tour?
No, that's it. 3 dates in London. That's it.
Okay.
So Fantasyland, the biggest selection of attractions in the park. They're saying Brave is an attraction. I'm assuming that's meet and greet.
Why is that? But then we haven't seen the meet and greets from any other places.
It's just taking us to the film page, so we're going to ignore that. So
that's a bit weird. Fairy Tale Garden, it says.
Yeah, I think that's a meet and greet with Merida.
Okay, that's not an attraction.
It's not. No,
same.
Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Are we waiting 60 minutes for that?
No, I mean that's similar to Aladdin's, isn't it? That's what I was talking about
earlier. Yeah, I mean I'd be more inclined to wait 60 minutes for that because there's more to do in the queue.
Right, okay.
And also you've got the Big Top Souvenir Shop just opposite.
So Big Top Souvenir Shop. That's a great name.
Yeah,
love that.
Well, I think it's just called Big Top Souvenirs.
It should be called the Big Top Souvenir Shop.
Where they've got all the. Have you ever been in there?
Maybe I don't know.
They have like. Yeah, it's like a big top.
Right.
On the
souvenir shop.
On the outside is all the souvenirs, and on the inside they've got like a mini bakery.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool, isn't
it? I don't remember that.
Oh,
so maybe I haven't been in it for a few years. October.
Everything's happening in October.
We're going to do everything.
We actually are. So I'd probably grab myself a little snack in there and then wait for it, but I'm probably not waiting for it.
No. 60 minutes. What do you reckon your limit is?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been on Dumbo in years.
I actually went on it in Paris.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It's kind of like, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You go round and round and round, and I don't know how long
you're
it was.
You're just
on.
Like, yeah!
Dumbo!
Yeah! Yeah, I'm not waiting 60 minutes. I would wait 15 for it, though.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably better than Aladdin's. Just generally the ride, I think.
Mm. But. Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's a bit more classic, isn't it? Classic Disney. Enchanted Tales of Belle. We're waiting 60 minutes for that.
Enchanted Tales of Belle. I would not wait 60 minutes for that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd feel very weird going on that without a kid. Because they reenact the story, don't they?
Yeah.
With Belle, and I'd love to see the animatronics on that because I've never been on it.
Okay.
Because they've got an animatronic Lumiere and an animatronic wardrobe.
Oh yeah, I'd never been on this one either.
So I'd love to go on it to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But then walk out. I'm not interested in seeing the story with loads of kids acting
gushing.
Out. Yeah. Oh, I love you, Belle. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not waiting for that. No way.
No.
It is quite often a lengthy queue.
Yeah. This thing is one of these rides that, like, obviously very heavily kid focused.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, obviously Magic Kingdom just draws so many children, doesn't it? It's the main hub of
Fantasyland, where they all go. Yeah, as well. So. I know you answered this one already. It's a small world. You waiting 60 minutes for it?
Hell yeah. No. I would not wait 5 minutes for that ride.
Well, you're going to be. the average wait time when I've been on October for this has been about 15, 20 minutes.
That does surprise me.
But you're moving, you're constantly moving.
Yeah, it is constantly moving, yeah.
I probably wouldn't wait 60 minutes.
That took a long time to decide.
I wasn't sure, because you know, I'm sure I have waited close to an hour before.
Oof. When was that?
A few years ago. I like It's a Small World. But, no, I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't. It's difficult. I'm just going to skip past it because I'm not sure. Mad Tea Party.
What's that? Is that the teapot? Is that the
teacups?
Yeah, I would not. I wouldn't even go on that.
Is that making you sick?
I don't really like the spinning, the dizziness.
Oh, okay. I used to go on this. I have fond memories of this because I used to go on it with my... I still do if I go out there with my parents, but
yeah.
With my dad and my sister, my mum won't go on it because she's used to suffer from vertigo.
Is that... Okay. Do you get that if you're spinning?
Yeah, it can bring it on.
Oh, okay.
I think. Well, she's worried that it would.
Right.
So, me and my sister always used to go with my dad, and he would literally just, spin it. He'd, be doing, doing the wheel, the entire time. And afterwards, we'd get off and just be, all over the place. But it was great fun. And I always have fond memories of going on it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't wait 16 minutes.
No. What do you think your limit would be then?
Half hour.
Okay. Still a reasonable amount of time for that.
I know, and it's kind of probably quite surprising. But yeah. It's half hour because of those memories, I think.
The nostalgia.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason. Because it's not an amazing ride. I know that, but it's the memories that you've got that attach to the ride.
Ryan's just in tears every time he goes on this ride.
Mickey's Philhar Magic. That's difficult, isn't it?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Because it's inside as well.
Yeah. You don't have to. There's no sort of queue as such, is there? You just sort of stand in the auditorium, outside Let's say in the lobby, let's call it.
It's one of the best 4D shows out there, I think.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know if I've ever had to wait an hour for this, because it's a constantly running show, isn't it?
Yeah, they load you into the area and then you move up.
Yeah, it's a tricky one to say.
Would I wait an hour? I might wait an hour for it.
Yeah, I might wait an hour. I think... It's very tricky, isn't it? Because obviously you never have to wait an hour for it.
No.
If they said it's... Well... I don't know, if they said it's broken down and it'll be back on in an hour.
No, I'd probably walk out.
Yeah?
Because I like to feel like I'm moving.
Right, okay.
But would I wait? I probably would wait an hour for it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're not sure?
It's hard to say. I probably would, because you could sit down in the lobby just for an hour and take a rest.
Yeah.
And it's
air conditioned.
Yeah, and you know you've got a fantastic show at the end of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So I think
I would, yeah. Pete Pan's Flight?
No.
No. I mean, this is one of the attractions that's always over an hour.
Over an hour.
There's no way I'm
consistently
waiting.
Consistently sort of 85 minutes at least, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. If they updated the animatronics, I might consider waiting an hour for it.
If they updated the animatronics and changed the ride completely.
It's one of those things that I just don't understand how it's an hour.
No,
because they're constantly moving as well.
Yeah, constantly moving, and it's not even that long of a ride.
No.
And how are so many people flooding into this ride?
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I like the ride. I think it's a good ride.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, maybe a good is a bit of it, but when I'm on it, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I very rarely go on it because I'm not wasting a fast pass on it.
No, and
I'm not waiting 90 minutes. So. And if I'm getting there for rope drop,
you're not. That's not the first thing you go for.
I either go to Mine Train or something like Space Mountain. Space Mountain always gets busier.
Oh, what then?
Than Big Thunder.
Oh yeah, I could believe that. Yeah.
So next one, the Prince Charming Regal Carousel. 60 minutes, you waiting for that?
No. I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for that. I mean, you could pretend... Has it ever been 60 minutes?
I don't know. I've never even seen...
You can get a queue on it.
Yeah, you can, yeah. So, but I'm not waiting 60 minutes for that. No. As much as it looked great, I haven't been on it in years.
I think I may have gone in June.
Really?
Oh, maybe I didn't go on it. Maybe my mum and dad went on it.
They might have little chariots together.
No, I think they're on the horses.
One horse between them?
No.
Arms round, wrapped each other.
That's just weird, right?
Why is that weird? That's not. They're in love. What's wrong with that? No, I'm not angry now for that.
No.
Princess Fairy Tale Hall. Meeting some of your favourite princesses. You angry now for that?
No.
No.
I'm sure there's lots of kids that do. And
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And adults that begrudgingly do.
Yeah. I mean, and there's lot. Yeah. Well, there's lots of adults that also love doing it.
Yeah.
But it's not for me. The face character meet and greets are not for me.
No.
I just don't like it.
No, I think it's difficult as well because obviously the meet and greets, the queues are always so long for them.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like wasting your day by doing it, really, aren't you? Mm. Like, I think obviously when you're younger and you're going with your parents and you want to do all the meet and greets.
Yeah.
You're probably only really doing Disney anyway. Like, potentially you're not really doing Universal such.
Yeah.
And so you're doing these parks multiple times, particularly when from the UK you go for like 2 weeks. You might do Magic Kingdom like 3 times.
Yeah.
But I'd just rather go on the ride.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not waiting an hour for that. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I'm waiting an hour for that, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I would do it. I think I do really enjoy it. I think the animatronics are great. I think if you're rocking the thing back and forth, which is something you can do, that
yeah,
whether it's encouraged or not, I don't know.
You're just flipping the ride off.
Pretty much. I do like it. I think it's a great ride. I'd rather, like, in an ideal world, I'd rather have a fast pass for it.
Yeah.
But I have waited for it before.
Yeah, I probably have waited over an hour for
yeah.
it. Would I wait again over an hour for it? I think generally I would have a fast pass for it.
Yeah.
But I probably would, I guess. I probably would, like, begrudgingly wait an hour for it.
Yeah.
It's not one of the best rides. It's too tame.
It is a little bit, but it's still...
It's a nice ride. How long is it? Can you see a live... not live Google as such, a live wiki?
2 minutes 50.
Okay. A little bit longer than I thought it was.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But it's good. I do like it.
It's yeah. I mean, as you say, the animatronics are very good, aren't they? And the queue's quite interactive as well.
Yeah, it is. And if it's at night, I'm definitely waiting an hour for it. It's a much better experience at night, I think. Yeah. The Barnstormer, featuring Goofy as the Great Goffini. Waiting an hour for that?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's too short of a ride. Last time I mean, I'm not a particularly big guy. But last time I got onto this, it was quite a challenge. It's not the biggest of coasters.
Well, squeezing yourselves in.
It's a bit of a weird one to get into because it's obviously made for kids.
Right. Okay.
It's not. It isn't.
You just got like one leg out.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm good. Good to go.
My feet are up by my head. And I'm just like,
Sir, I don't think you're okay. Nope. It's all good. Send it away.
It's only 30 second ride anyway.
I can hold it in. I can hold my bowel movement.
It isn't very long at all, is it? How long? It doesn't say how long it
is. 1 minute.
1 minute, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is not worth like a 60 minute wait for a 1 minute ride.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
How long would you wait for it?
10, 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd happily go on again this year if it's not too long of a queue.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not waiting longer than that.
I think you should hope with a 1 minute ride that you shouldn't have that long of a queue.
No, it doesn't normally.
Yeah.
The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I like this.
I like this ride.
I don't know if I'd wait an hour.
I don't think I would. It's quite dated now, isn't it?
Yeah, like 30 minutes maybe.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Something like that.
It's usually, the queue for this is usually quite long, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like the Peter Pan's Flight, isn't it?
Yeah. I would prefer to wait an hour for this than I would Peter Pan's Flight.
Yeah, if you had to choose between the two,
yeah.
I would rather do Winnie the Pooh.
But in an ideal world, I wouldn't wait an hour for Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Last time I got a fast pass for it after my 3.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was quite happy.
Yeah, because it's one of these rides that you can get a fast pass for, isn't it?
Usually, usually. So, and then finally for Fantasyland, Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid. Are you waiting an hour for that?
No, not an hour.
I don't know.
You know?
No, I really like this ride.
Okay.
Really like it. I think the queue is great, so yeah. I don't mind waiting around for it. To be fair, this queue is usually quite quiet because it's a new ride.
Right.
It's usually about half hour at most.
I think that's probably, like, I might wait 30, 40 minutes for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quite reach an hour.
I think I'd be tempted to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good ride.
The queue's...
I'm not saying it's not.
No, but the queue's great. The animatronics are brilliant on it, especially Ursula.
Yeah.
Really, really good when her head's not broken.
Just makes her all the more creepy.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God! so I might I'm on the fence in this one. I might wait an hour for this. Again, the queue at night is fantastic outside.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever queued for it at night.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's all lit up out on the outside bit where the waterfalls are.
Right.
It looks pretty cool. And then finally, Tomorrowland. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. What, are you waiting an hour for that?
It is a good ride.
It is a good ride. And
that's a tough call.
I think I might.
Yeah.
I might.
I could probably wait an hour for that.
Yeah, I think I could as well.
Particularly, oh no, it was closed in Paris, wasn't it? That's where it was closed.
It needs updating.
Yeah.
But I could wait an hour for it.
Yeah.
So.
It wouldn't surprise me if they removed it at some point.
Possibly. Although there's a lot of attractions in Tomorrowland I would remove first.
Yes. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I don't think I would like to see it be removed, but considering they've got Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios now, it wouldn't surprise me.
It would be nice to see a different franchise in there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just like mix up Tomorrowland a bit.
Yeah. I hope that they move forward with the Wreck-It Ralph stuff we've had rumours on for a while.
Yeah. Was that meant to be in
Stitch's Great Stitch? Escape, I think.
Right, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember whether it was Stitch or the Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, either would be great.
Yeah, you just get rid of anything.
Yeah. So we might wait now for that one. Monsters, Inc., Laugh For?
No.
No, no chance. It's a terrible show.
Yeah.
We're not ones for audience participation in the UK, and this is like our worst nightmare. So there's no way on hell that I'm waiting at all for this, because I'm not going on it.
No, I'm not going on it either.
Stitch's Great Escape?
No.
Have you been on it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think I went on in June actually, because we were like,
oh, it was open because it was busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was because it was going to close soon.
Mm.
Well, we assumed it was going to close soon, but I think it's still open.
It still opens at like peak times for some reason. Yeah.
So, but I would not go on this. I wouldn't queue for an hour for this.
No.
I would probably 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I don't think it's the worst attraction that's ever come to Disney World. Like a lot of people say, it's the worst thing ever. I mean, it's not great. But I'm slightly biased because I love Stitch so much.
Yeah, if you had to go on either Monsters Inc. or Laugh Floor or Stitch's Great Escape, I would always go on Stitch's Great Escape.
Yeah, Stitch's Great Escape would make it so over Laugh Floor.
I wouldn't say it's the worst ride in the world because Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor would beat that.
Yeah,
just in Tomorrowland alone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So
I'd like to see a decent Stitch attraction replace it.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously heavily invested in Stitch.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of Stitch merchandise.
Yeah, people still love Stitch.
So I don't know why they don't do more with him.
Yeah, I think they should.
It's kind of like Figment, isn't it, in Epcot?
Yeah.
Like, they push Figment so much, like all the merchandise, all the 35th merchandise.
Yeah, but the ride's terrible.
Yeah, the ride's terrible. And you think, well, why don't they do something about it?
Yeah, I'm hoping they will soon.
Yeah.
Astro Orbiter, 60 minutes.
Not 60 minutes.
Again, that's like...
That's a similar...
That's like putting a sardine into a bloody like tin, that is. It's ridiculous.
But again, it's similar to Dumbo and Aladdin, really, isn't it?
It is. The view's a lot better from...
Yeah, it's obviously higher up.
But the way you queue for that is ridiculous, anyway.
And the thing is, the queue is normally quite high for that, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because it's such a slow load.
Right,
because you have to queue and then go up on that lift.
Right.
And then queue a bit more, and then you get on.
Okay. I think it'd be nice to do that in October, because it's been a while since that happened. I think
we can, if we do it in Mickey's Not So Scary. It's not usually very busy.
Oh, okay.
It's a good time to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. How many times have we done Mickey's Not So Scary?
Just once.
Was it just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we were going to do two, but then we did Halloween. Then we decided, stupidly, I'm going to say, to do Halloween Horror.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing it.
No, I don't know.
Because we're both going to just crap our pants constantly. It's not a good idea.
No. It's really not.
I don't know why we're doing it. I really don't. Stranger Things is the only reason,
yeah,
I think.
And that's going to be super
busy. But that's going to be scary as well.
And it's going to be ridiculously busy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling less and less confident about it the more we talk about it. I think, you know, I know you don't drink, but I think that night is... You may well just have six pints before we go in. Space Mountain, 60 minutes? I mean, you're not a great fan of Space Mountain.
I'm not a huge fan of Space Mountain, so I probably wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it. I assume you would.
I would, yeah. I quite often wait.
I mean, like, yeah, it's quite often 85, 90 minutes.
Yeah, I'll get a fast pass for it, but I will usually ride it a couple of times a day, so I might wait.
I would be willing to give it another try in October.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly enjoy it the first time I went on it, which was not that long ago.
Yeah.
But I would give it another go.
I do really like it, so I definitely wait 60 minutes for it. Tomorrowland Speedway? That's quite often quite high.
I don't know how.
No.
I don't know how they haven't taken it out and put Tron there.
It's weird that Tron is going behind Space Mountain.
Yeah. It just seems bizarre.
They must have other plans for that.
They must do. Like, surely, why would you keep Tomorrowland Speedway? It's so outdated.
I don't know.
And it's such a huge space.
It's like, it's Tomorrowland. Here's these petrol cars that you could smell from a mile away. Yeah, no, I'm not waiting an hour for that. I do, like, when I have been on it, I do have fun on it still. It is right. Quite a fun attraction.
I haven't been on it in
I wish they would
so
take away
years.
The lines, though, that you're restricted to. I won't just ram into people.
You just want to, like throw somebody else's car off the track.
Exactly, that'd be amazing. Because
my son! He's been thrown from the car!
My dad, you know you're not allowed to bump people in front.
Yeah.
My dad would always make sure he's in the car behind and just, like, ram into me constantly. Or vice versa, like, I'd be in the one behind him.
Yeah.
And let's be, like, put my foot down, like, right as you're coming towards and you have to slow down to come back around to get out.
Yeah.
He'd just be, like, slowing down and I'd just be, like... Like, right into the back of them. Sometimes you'd be like, please don't do that. But they've got bumpers on them. What are they built for?
Well, yeah, surely they're meant to be bumped.
And you just see that you just see them, like, jolt forward, like, there's the whiplash. That's what that ride's fun for.
Then, giving your family whiplash.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. So, no, I don't think so either. The People Mover? I love the People Mover, so I would actually be tempted.
Yeah. I don't think I would wait an hour for it.
It's never going to be an hour.
Well,
no,
it's
reality,
moving, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the queue normally like? 15 minutes? Is it that long?
At most, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, most of the time it's a walk on.
Oh, okay.
But if it's an hour, I might be tempted.
I wouldn't wait for it if it was an hour, but
I might be tempted just because it's nice to just sit down and relax.
Well, so it depends how tired you are.
Yeah. and then finally, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. No. I don't think I'm waiting an hour for it. As much as I love it, I do like it, I don't think I'm waiting an hour, even though it's aircon and it's quite a lengthy
Despite
attraction.
Despite the aircon, I'm not waiting an hour for it.
No,
I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
I don't think so.
What? How long?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
20 minutes, half hour at most, I think.
Ooh, I think half an hour would be a bit too much for me. I think 15, 20 minutes maybe.
It's never going to be that much, no. To be honest. But yeah, I think that's... Yeah, 20 minutes, 25 minutes maybe. So that's our what we wouldn't wait for at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, is that all of them?
That's all of them, I think.
Wow.
I don't think we missed anything out. No.
I like that. Future attractions, Tron.
Yes, we wait for that.
I'm sure we will wait much longer than an hour for that.
Yeah, well, based on the videos from Shanghai, I definitely would wait an hour for Tron. But
yeah, and I think based on recent attractions that have opened...
You will be
waiting over an hour for that.
Absolutely.
And considering how busy Magic Kingdom is on any day anyway.
Yeah, everyone is going to be flocking to that straight away.
Yeah.
As they did with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is still like constantly
still
2 hours. Like.
Still one of the busiest rides, if not the busiest ride in the park, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what we would wait and not wait for if everything was, say, a 60-minute wait at Magic Kingdom, which is obviously not realistic, but, you know, that's what this park is about. We do things differently. We like to mix it up. If you've enjoyed that show, let us know, because we will obviously then carry that across to other theme parks, not just Disney, but Universal, some UK parks. The answer will be no to every ride in the UK. if you like the show, just let us know, and we will do this again in the future. Obviously, in terms of where you can find us, we're on our website, themeparktrailer.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Our username is themeparktrailer. I am also on Twitter at Ryanogs, RYANOGS. Dan is on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCRWABY Online.
And if you've enjoyed today's show, if you've enjoyed any of our shows, please search us on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, because it helps us spread the word. So thanks very much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.